In this bulletin, New South Wales records three new locally acquired cases of COVID-19. Two deaths in Victoria from coronavirus and six new cases, and mixed reactions to federal budget provisions. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. New South Wales has recorded three new locally acquired cases of COVID-19. They're the first cases of community transmission for 12 days. Victoria has reported six new cases and two deaths. A cluster linked to a butcher shop at Melbourne's Chadstone Shopping Centre has risen to 31 cases. The latest figures bring Melbourne's 14-day average of new cases down to 9.9, still above the average of 5 needed to relax further restrictions. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says a new budget measure will help reunite migrants with their partners. The government has temporarily boosted the partner visa category by 30,000 places. But a new requirement for partners and their sponsors to pass an English language test has come under scrutiny. Mr. Morrison says learning English is crucial in helping migrants participate in the workforce and society.
English language is so important to provide for the cohesion that our society depends upon for its success. If we were to go to any other country where English is not the first language, well, of course you'd need to learn that language to be able to fully participate and to be safe. It's important for women in particular to get access to English language training so they understand what their rights are, that they understand what to expect.
The increase in partner visas will reduce places for families with children to 5,000, while the humanitarian program for asylum seekers will be cut from 18,750 to 13,750 places. The government will also prioritise onshore applicants, particularly those with sponsors living in regional areas, and skilled migration. The federal government will waste no time in pushing its new budget measures through the parliament today. Politicians will cast their votes on enacting income tax cuts and the JobMaker program for young people. Labor leader Anthony Albanese says his party will agree to the tax cuts and business support measures. Parliament is also expected to approve new university reforms to raise the price of humanities courses after the coalition gained the support of Centre Alliance. A doctor says US President Donald Trump has no COVID-19 symptoms and continues to do extremely well. Dr. Sean Conley gave a positive outlook in a letter a day after Mr. Trump was discharged from hospital. Meanwhile, Donald Trump has cancelled talks with Democratic politicians over coronavirus relief measures. In a Twitter post, President Trump says his representatives will hold off on negotiations until after the November election, when he'll pass a major stimulus bill. An inquiry has found the Church of England failed to protect children from sexual predators within its ranks for decades in order to defend its reputation. The independent inquiry into child sexual abuse has found more than 350 clergy members and people associated with the church were convicted of sexual offences against children between 1940 and 2018. The Bishop of Huddersfield, Jonathan Gibbs, has apologised on behalf of the Church of England, acknowledging the need to learn lessons from the inquiry. In sport, Britain's Foreign Secretary says Britain could boycott the 2022 Winter Olympic Games in Beijing. Dominic Raab says it's in protest against China's human rights abuses against Uyghur Muslims in Xinjiang. The tough stance puts pressure on Australia's consideration of a boycott.
The more the international community addresses its mind to it, the more I think we do need to look very carefully at what action we take. I think the concerns of what's happening to the Uyghurs, the detention, the mistreatment, the forced sterilisation, is something that we cannot just turn away from. Generally speaking, my instinct is to separate sport from diplomacy and politics, but there comes a point where that may not be possible. Let's consider in the round what further action we need to take.
China has faced growing accusations over its treatment of the Uyghur community. It's believed the government has detained up to 1 million of its population in so-called re-education camps and there are claims it's carried out forced sterilisations of weak women. Well, now the weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 24. Adelaide, showers developing, 16. Melbourne, rain developing and 18. Hobart, mostly sunny, 17. Canberra, rain and 19. Wollongong, rain at times, 20. Sydney, possible late rain, 22. Newcastle, cloudy and 24. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 27. Cairns, similar and 29. And Darwin, a shower or two with a likely storm and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.